Good morning, friends. Happy Monday. Well, maybe you're not listening to this on Monday, but this is when the episode drops. Every Monday at 5 a.m., a new episode will be ready for your earbuds. So I hope you tune in each week for some weekly inspiration and some girl time with me. I'm going to read a review from Christina. After listening to Alicia share her own story, I feel deeply hopeful that there is a way to pursue our God-given dreams. Be present as a mother, wife, and friend, and be joyful every day. In just one episode, you can tell that Alicia speaks from a very genuine and kind heart, that she truly wants to help us mamas. I am excited for all her advice and inspiration to come. And to create some boundaries that work for me. Christina, thank you so much from the bottom of my heart. That is so kind. And I'm so excited for you to create some boundaries that work for you so you can create the life that you dream of. Love you. So, in today's episode, we're going to talk about five benefits of setting boundaries. Grab your notebook and pen because you're going to want to take notes. Hey, and welcome to Boundaries Over Burnout. Do you wish you had time to slow down and enjoy your life again? Do you find it hard to shut off your work brain, put your phone down, and be present with your kids? Hey, I'm Alicia, entrepreneur, wife, Midwestern mama, and former Yes Girl. I became an entrepreneur with a 3-month-old baby and a whole lot of dreams. In this podcast, you'll learn how to identify and set boundaries to help you escape the cycle of burnout so you can be the thriving woman that you're called to be. Turn off your notifications, put down the to-do list, and let's dive in. I'm really excited to share this topic with you. Because we need boundaries more than ever in this fast-paced, overstimulated, overscheduled world that we're living in. I had limped through life in a constant state of burnout for years and didn't even realize what it was. At times I thought, what the heck is wrong with me? How do some people just breeze through life, bounce back from hard things? Have joy and peace, keep their house clean, keep their children fed, and have makeup on. I was like, I'm at a loss. And I'm literally in the fetal position on the floor. I'm joking, but not really joking. I was perpetually burnt out. I had all the signs of burnout in my life, but I didn't truly know what it was, and I certainly didn't know what to do about it. I would wake up tired. I would go to bed tired. You know, my life was joyful. I loved my life, but I always felt like I was trying to catch my breath, like I was always trying to catch up. You know, my phone would be beeping. I would be running from this task to this task to this activity to, work, to catch the bus, to, you know, everything felt like it was a to-do because I knew that my to-do list was so long that if I didn't stay on task and power through, I was going to drop some balls. And I was juggling a lot. And I realized all these things weren't mine to juggle. I was carrying around this big, heavy backpack full of other people's expectations for me, and they weren't the expectations for my own life. So the things that were priorities to me, I was getting them done, but at the risk of my health and my peace and my joy. So I finally emptied that backpack out, and I'm traveling a lot lighter. And it's so freeing, you guys. It is such a game changer. Not so long ago, I started struggling with anxiety and a deep tired in my bones. I was so tired. It was that kind of tired that a nap wouldn't fix, a vacation wouldn't fix it, not even a vitamin regimen. It was just this deep exhaustion. I prayed hard and I took time to listen. God was bringing me down a new path. He had a path of peace for me in a chaotic world. I'm so grateful because at my lowest point, where I was at the end of myself, He began a new work in me, and He will do it for you too, sister. Okay, who's ready to get to it? Let's get to 5 benefits of setting boundaries. This is my favorite. Guess what it is? It wards off burnout. Write this down, guys. Unless you're driving. If you're driving, don't write it down. Just listen. Come back to it later. But setting boundaries wards off burnout. And burnout is a state of complete mental, physical, and emotional exhaustion. And I mean, like so many of us are living off of so many Starbucks a day. When I was in the peak of my burnout phase, I would drink coffee all day long. And really, I needed to take a nap. You know, when 3 o'clock comes and you get that slump where you get brain fog and you're just so tired and you kind of hit the wall. A nap, or I know not everybody can take a nap. You might be in the middle of a work day. But whenever you can kind of sneak away and give yourself a few minutes, even just to reset and have some quiet, that's really what we need. You know, our bodies are meant to have rest and have breaks and have unscheduled time. Something I'm newly learning is the art of boredom. That sounds like a bad thing, but it really isn't. I'm giving myself time just to sit and be. And my old self is like, oh, you're bored. But really, I think that's peace. Does that make sense? Boredom and peace. Like, we might call it boredom and it sounds so negative, but it's peaceful. You're sitting there and you're not going over your to-do list. You're not rushing around. You're just sitting down and giving yourself a little break. And it's so necessary. And if our days are so packed that we can't even do that, I feel like that's a warning sign that we really need to investigate what our day is like and see what we can take off of our plate or take out of our backpack, right? We need to lighten that heavy backpack. Okay, number 2, improved emotional health, also known as joy and peace, less anxiety and stress. It minimizes stress triggers through boundary setting. You can regulate your hormone levels. Do you guys know how damaging high levels of cortisol is to your body? Do a quick Google search. It is so unbelievably damaging. And when we're living in a chronic state of burnout, our cortisol level is through the roof. It can completely hijack your hormones and get everything so dysregulated in your body that you can have symptoms of anxiety, depression, the fatigue, brain fog, body aches, all the things. In this world, there's so much, mental health issues going on and young people getting sick at an early age. And I feel like a lot of that is due to stress and the high cortisol levels. We're just wearing our bodies out and we're just mentally so drained. So doesn't this make you guys excited to get some boundaries in your life? Number 3, improved self-care abilities. You can get clear on what your basic fundamental needs are and actually take care of yourself before you reach a state of burnout. How good does that sound? To be able to reach a point in your life where you don't burn out anymore because you're listening to the cues in your body when your body's telling you, hey, I need a break. Slow down. This is what I need. And in future episodes, we're going to really dig into how to determine what your fundamental needs are. And then we're going to have a ton of episodes on self-care, and I'm going to have some amazing guests on the show for you. Okay, number five. Ready for it? You get your time back. How many of you feel like you don't have enough time? Like there's just not enough time in the day, no matter what you do. At the end of the day, your to-do list still has a lot of things that aren't checked off. You might feel like you've ran around like a chicken with its head cut off all day long and you're exhausted and you really don't know what you did. Does anybody else do that or is it just me? So you're going to get your time back and you're not going to be living for other people's expectations anymore. How beautiful is that? People are not going to be able to put things in your backpack for you to carry around unless you say so. And you're going to realize when this is happening with people. You're going to realize when you're asked to do this really great thing that you might really want to do, but it doesn't align with what you're doing right now. It doesn't align with your priorities. We're also going to dig into that in some future episodes as well. But getting your time back, I mean, how exciting could that be, right? Do you guys have any hobbies? Like when's the last time you did something just for fun? And you weren't so exhausted that you couldn't enjoy it. You could pick up a hobby. You could just have some downtime. Heck, you can take a nap. How does that sound? So let's get our time back, friends. I know this is a lot of information to digest, but my goal is to meet you where you are and take your hand and show you what God did for me because He will do it for you too. In just a short time, if you implement boundaries in your life, you could be living a life that you can't wait to wake up to, one that you're excited about, one that brings you joy, one that gives you room to breathe and to grow and to dream and be the present mama that you want to be present with your family, to simply have joy again. So, I would love for you guys to think about these five benefits of boundary setting today and dream about what your ideal life looks like. What do you want your life to look like if you could just have anything in your life right now? What does it look like? Because we're going to start setting some goals and we need to know what we actually want in our life before we know which direction to go forward in. So take a moment and have a little dream session. Say a prayer, ask God to guide you, and remember that He puts the dreams and desires in your heart. So have a dream session today. Think about what you want, write it down, and don't even stifle anything that comes into your mind. If it's big and audacious and you don't even understand how it could happen, write it down anyway. Because it's a dream. And I truly believe that dreams can happen. So thank you for tuning in today. I appreciate you guys so much. I really value your time and I love that you spend it with me. So special. So come over and hang out in the Facebook community. Work-life balance for Christian entrepreneurs. I'll link it in the show notes for you. Come hang out, tell us some of your wins, and share your dreams with me. I would love it if each and every one of you would pop over there and tell me a little bit about what your dream life looks like. And I can't wait to create it together alongside you. Until next week, I'm rooting for you as always.
Hey, Mama. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. If so, would you take 30 seconds and share this podcast with a friend who may be craving more work-life balance in her own life? Also, it would mean the world to me if you would give this podcast a 5-star written review on Apple Podcasts. It lights me up to know that this is helping you and it helps other mamas find the show. Thanks so much. I'll see you next time.